If they want, they don't want to. So, try to meet my this request and learn to do all these things. Here, you can return back. Your country is equal to this. Even returning to your country, you should know the aim and object of your life, not married, who has married so many species of life. This will not give you happiness. Only this bhakti will be happy. So try to become all these things.
हेलो
आज संसार के पीछे के विरोध হাত দিয়ে দেখব আমার কি হচ্ছে। এইটা যদি বোঝা যায় তাহলে তো সবই ঠিক হয়ে যাবে। এই যে আমরা বুঝতে পারি না, কেউ এই প্রকার ভক্তিদাতা ক্লেশাগ্নি আশুপদা দুটি পাতা এই কালেটা হলেও ওই বৃত্তির তারতম্য অনুসারে ভক্তির অবিদ্যা আর ক্লেশের না এক সময় না, যত পরিমাণে ভজন তত পরিমাণে সে ক্লেশ না।
কিতনা
you are saved from the gratification compares gross, greed, mercy, cheese, kela.
Of all auspiciousness. Devopradesh and Bharatharati, She went to her to prescribe, just like in eating, three things happen simultaneously. First, there is the satisfaction of eating. Then comes nourishment to the body, energy. And last, hunger automatically goes. Therefore, in the same way, one who surrenders to Bhagavan, he will have satisfaction, I am doing bhakti. He will feel nourishment, I am realizing the sruva of Bhagavan and my own sruva. And last, hunger goes, or vairagya, detachment will appear. Therefore, sruvata means the attainment of all good qualities. Therefore, we should take our own pulse and try and understand. Even after 20 or 30 years of doing bhajan, have the qualities of Vaishnava entered my heart or not? Therefore, the attainment of these three stages, the attainment of these three things, satisfaction, nourishment, and detachment, it will not occur immediately. But gradually, gradually, according to the amount we eat, gradually, gradually, in that regard, we will realize these three things. But have these qualities entered our heart? We see like Sri Haridas Thakur, he was beaten in 22 marketplaces, but he was still praying, "Oh Lord, forgive him." Has that quality of forgiveness entered our heart? What about Trinadapi Sumichin and Karoli Vasumishin or Manila Mavid and Ketani Sarahari? Yudhisthira Maharaj, despite suffering so much at the hands of Duryodhana, still Yudhisthira Maharaj always desired the auspiciousness of Duryodhana. He never desired any ill fortune for him. Therefore, a Vaishnava can lead their life, but a Vaishnava cannot lead these qualities. Therefore, we should also think that this human life has a great responsibility. If a snake goes to strike us, and we beat the snake with a stick and kill him, that snake will experience no reaction in his karma. But as a human, we will suffer the result of that, because human life has great responsibility. Therefore, the gradation upon the attainment of these Vaishnava qualities, the gradation of this extinguishment of our suffering, it cannot be understood very easily because it's a very, very subtle point, very hard to see. But Uttam Vaishnava, they can see all these things. Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda has said, by eating a little bit, that's how we cannot understand. If I just take one mouthful, has my hunger disappeared? Am I feeling strength? Am I feeling nourishment? We cannot understand by eating only one mouthful. Eating one handful of food, prasad, there are so many grains of rice. Therefore, by eating one grain of rice, will I feel satisfaction, will I feel nourishment, will I feel detachment? We cannot tell all these things. Therefore, it's very subtle, in a very subtle way, we should approach this topic. Then last, Prasad Manavaj asked, we are hearing that Vaishnava should have all these qualities like mercifulness, like forgiveness, like tolerance. So we say like Hanuman, he became so angry, he burnt language for ashes. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur said, those who criticize Nityananda, I beat them on the head with a stick. So one may have a doubt, what type of Vaishnava quality is this? Oh, I beat them with my shoes, kick on their head. The Buddha said this is another topic, but still, we should understand this is not in relation to our own respect or our own position. If someone blasphemes or criticizes us or cheats us or performs some bad behavior to us, then we should be humble, we should be tolerant, we should be all these things. But if someone does towards Gurudev and Vaishnava, then we can cut out their tongue, beat them on the head, or if we cannot do anything, then we just leave that place. But this is for Guru Vaishnava, we should not do this for our own pratishtha, our own position.
I don't know.
भक्ति प्रारंभिक सबके छोटो पार्ट हो श्रद्धा एक श्रद्धा भाग करे बुझे श्रद्धा बने जाते श्रद्धा को अंधो पाए वचन भक्ति मुक्ति भक्ति मुखी चित्त आज हमारे कविराज गोस्वामी बोले श्रद्धा कृष्ण भक्ति कहते सर्वक्रम किंतु एक विचार करे कौन साधु के समय यथार्थ साधु समय साधारण लोग कुछ हरिकथा इत्यादि हो सुनने कृष्ण सेवा करना के वासना उपी कर एक दूसरे यथार्थ श्रद्धा स्वरूप लोग कृष्ण सेवा वासना जखनी अकाल हृदय के उदित हो गया तखन तीन चटी विचार
श्रद्धा ना पड़े che parla. S'ha fatto il corpo. Dare un uomo. Dare. Troppo sia. Un anno con un uscito. L'altro. S'ha fatto il corpo. Posso. Lui con lo che ti racconta il problema. E che non è rapporto con lui. S'ha fatto il corpo. Gitani potevano usarci soltanto i suoi stati nel poter portare i soldati e sono usati sai già venivo con le mani di giovina partendo di marci giovine per voce cittè sono personalità che sono padre cittè sono personalità vuole che चित्ते कोई विषय के संदेह किया थे समस्त दूर हुए गए अर्थात हम आके भक्ति करते भक्ति संबंधे जो तो को में संदेह आ थे अच्छे भक्ति कर रहे टाका पैसा हो गए भक्ति करने की संसार के सब छेड़ दीते रहे সন্ন্যাস নেওয়ার কি জরুরি এছাড়াও যত রকমের সন্দেহ আছে এই সন্দেহ দূর হয়ে গেছে দূর হলে হওয়ার পরে বস্তু বিষয়ে আনুকূল্য বস্তু কি কৃষ্ণ অনুকূলে প্রাথমিক বীজাবস্থা অর্থাৎ দেখা যায় ভক্তি সম্বন্ধেও সন্দেহ কোন সন্দেহ যদি নয় বস্তুকে বিষয়ে বিশ্বাস করা কি সত্য এই দুটি সন্দেহ তার সব রকমের দূর হয়ে গেল ভক্তি সম্বন্ধে আর বস্তু কৃষ্ণের বিষয়ে বিশ্বাস হয়ে গেল কৃষ্ণের ভক্তি করলে সর্বক্রম এই বিশ্বাস যদি পেয়ে গেল এর নাম হচ্ছে এই সত্তা ভগবান রূপী মাতা ভাতি যোগী করবে ভক্তি যোগী জ্ঞানী যোগী অথবা যে কোনো যোগী তাদেরকে রক্ষা করে সত্তাবান ব্যক্তিই কার্য সিদ্ধি করতে পারে অন্য লোক যাবে সত্তা না শ্রদ্ধা নাই কীর্তন করি শ্রদ্ধা নাই অর্জন করি শ্রদ্ধা নাই রান্না করি শ্রদ্ধা নাই অত এখানে বসে আছি তাহলে কিছু সিদ্ধি হবে কর্ম জ্ঞান যোগ আদি সবই সাধনকে সত্তার আবশ্যক এবার ঠিক কিন্তু ভক্তি সাধনে যে শ্রদ্ধা হইয়ে विलक्षण भक्ति में जो श्रद्धा होती है वो अपन विलक्षण होती है वो निर्गुण और चेतमयी होती है श्रद्धा हमारा भीतर पाती है किंतु वो जो भक्ति प्रति भगवान प्रति जो श्रद्धा हुई है एक ऐसी लौकिक वस्तु है परमात्मी एवं चिन्मयी वह निर्गुण चिन्मयी भक्ति का साधन का प्रथम स्तर মনে করবে क्योंकि शास्त्रों के अर्थ में सुदृढ़ विश्वास का नाम शास्त्रों के अर्थ में शास्त्र क्या पूछे उन पर दृढ़ विश्वास यह नाम श्रद्धा। शास्त्र के भगवान शरण के शरणागत भक्त ने अभय अचारा शरणागत नवन तांदे भय हो यही उपदेश अतः शास्त्रार्थ दीर्घ विश्वास श्रद्धा होगी सैजय शरणागति दूती प्राय से भक्तर एक ही लौकों के संसार में से प्रवेश एक ही लौकों आत्मसमर्पण एक शरणागति साधक बने विवेक पद्मूल यदि ना हो शुरू रूपे आशय सारे भगवत भजन संभव न जिन साधकों के हृदय में जितने प्रकार शरणागति होती है भजन में वे आगे बढ़ जाए और जिनको शरणागति नहीं है वो भजन राज्य में नहीं बढ़ सकते। शरणागति मतलब निश्चितार से कृष्ण मार्ग सेकंड चित्त उद्विग्न शब्दों में था पहले शरणागति होता है तो जब शरणागत हम कृष्ण के हो गए कृष्ण एवं वस्तु मैंने तुमको शरणागत बना तुम हमारे शरण में तुम्हारी रक्षा और फिर वो घबराता है संसार के दुखों से तो क्या भक्ति नहीं शरणागति नहीं इन्हें पक्का विश्वास होना चाहिए प्रहलाद महाराज जैसा कभी प्रार्थना नहीं किया अरे प्रभु हमको हमारी रक्षा करें कभी नहीं। अम्बरीश महाराज ने भगवान से प्रार्थना की कि हमारी रक्षा करें जानते ही जो रक्षा करके छोड़ दिया और चक्र ला करके कृपया को मार करके अम्बरीश को उनके पास के ये सब विचार हम लोगों को भी निर्भर करते सब कभी कभी घबरा जाते हैं मत घबराओ इस विचार में पक के होकर के तीर बने रहो ऐसा जो कर सकेगा भक्ति में बढ़ जाएगा। एक साथ में 50 ब्रह्मचारी हजार लोग स्त्रियां पुरुष आते हैं कोई एक भक्ति में बढ़ जाता है और फिर संसारी कार्य में लग करके नीचे चला जाता है और कोई सत्सद ऊपर करके बेचता है ये सबका यही कारण शरणागति किसी अवस्था में भी हमारे गौरव सुंदर महाराज जी ने गुरु जी को कहा तुम्हारा सब हम विपत्ति आपत्ति देते निर्भय होकर के कर करके रोक देते और उनके दम पर उनके आशीर्वाद के बल पर सर्वत्र निधि बातों का प्रचार और किंचन दर्शात पर एक गुरी हो गए न किंचन किस सुनाए कृष्ण भक्ति शरारती सुनाए एकदम एकांतिक भक्त आत्मसमर्पण प्रवेश
Shraddha or faith is transcendence. The smallest fraction, when it enters the heart of Bhakti, the smallest fraction of Bhakti enters the heart, that is called Shraddha. Takashi Bhaktivinoda said, Anu Mayavajam Bhakti Mukchit Visheshita. When the mind is Mukchita, when the mind is always running towards Krishna, this is one definition of faith. Actually, Krishna Kaviraj has said, Shraddha Sakta Viswas Kavi Shrinidishtray Krishna Bhakti Kwele Sadhan Kriptore. Another definition is the determination, I only have to perform bhakti. By performing bhakti and satisfying Hari Guru Vaishnava, I have no need to satisfy anyone or anything else. Therefore, when this Shraddha enters the heart, that Shraddha will have a Swarup Lakshan and Tatrastha Lakshan. The Swarup Lakshan, or the intrinsic characteristics of bhakti, the attainment of bhakti, is that one will have a great greed, a great desire to hear from bona fide sadhu. Oh, I must go there and hear. This is Swarup Lakshan of Shraddha. And the Tatrastha Lakshan, the external definition of Shraddha, is that one will have a very, very strong belief in the words of Sri Guru, Sri Vaishnav, and the Shastra. Therefore, internal and external symptoms of Shraddha. But that Shraddha will be of two types: Loki Shraddha, worldly Shraddha, and Paramarthic Shraddha. Then Paramarthic faith, that transcendental faith, is achieved by the association of sadhus. But who will achieve it? Only that person who has too much accumulation of security from their past lives. Therefore, Bhakti Devi, she is all-pervading. She has no discrimination. She is not dependent upon one's birth, upon time, place, circumstances, whether one is in a high family, low family, what species, a man, woman, no. Videshi, Videshi, foreign or Bengali. Bhakti never depends on all these things. Deshi, Videshi. Everyone is qualified for Bhakti, and Bhakti is qualified to give mercy to everyone. Therefore, the first route of Bhakti in the heart is called Shraddha. Therefore, now we should understand, without Shraddha, one cannot achieve any result in anything. Therefore, even the other paths, like karma, like jnana, like om, like fire sacrifice, like yoga, even these inferior paths cannot give any result without Shraddha. Therefore, in all regards, faith is always completely necessary. Therefore, what to speak of bhakti? Therefore, when that faith enters the heart, one will automatically neglect all other paths, like karma, jnana, etc. Therefore, what Anjali said, if I understand, when the heart is happy, this is one symptom of faith. When the heart is happy, when someone is happy, this is the definition of faith. Therefore, also when there is faith is there, there will be no doubts. For example, one is thinking, well, if I do bhakti, how will I get money? I heard if you take bhakti, then you have to take sannyas, then how will I get enough to eat? Therefore, these faith, these doubts are destroyed by faith, Shraddha. Therefore, by faith only, all these different types of doubts and confusions will be dissipated. Therefore, Shraddha will be seen to produce the results that one will accept anything which is favorable for Krishna Bhakti and that which is in relation to Krishna, Hare Guru Vaishnava. Therefore, Bhakti, she is the mother, because she gives results to everyone. So is Shraddha. Bhakti is like a mother. Like the mother nourishes everyone, in the same way, Shraddha Devi, she gives the results to everyone. Therefore, if we perform any little bhakti without faith, that result cannot be achieved. If we chant the name without faith, we cannot get the results. If we hear Hari Katha without faith, we cannot get the results. If we worship the deity without faith, we cannot get the results. Therefore, all regards for everyone in all paths, the only necessity is faith. strung up in regards to devotion, she is nirgun, beyond the qualities of material nature, and she is chinmay, transcendental. Therefore, this is called paramatic shraddha. Therefore, Srila Goswami has said, adho shraddha. As that shraddha, as bhakti increases, then we go through the progression of attainment of different levels. First is shraddha, then bhajana kriya, anatta vritti, nishta, ruchi, ashakti, bhava, and prema. This is the gradation of faith. Therefore, Srila Goswami is discussing, he says, that faith and saranagati, surrender, is the same thing. Faith is complete dhita vishwas, a strong determination and a strong belief in the words of Shastra. Therefore, where there is surrender and where there is faith, concomitantly, there must be an absence of fear. And where there is no surrender, no faith, then there will be a predominance of fear in the heart of that sadhana. Therefore, the conclusion is, one who is not surrendered, that person cannot be bhajan. Therefore, surrender has six symptoms. One of them is rakshasati viswasa. Faith that Krishna will protect me, that Krishna will maintain me. Therefore, if someone says, Krishna, I surrender to you, and Krishna gives his hand, don't worry, I accept you as my surrendered body. Have no fear. Then where is the cause of fear? There will be no need for fear at all. Like we see in Prahlad Maharaj, he never prayed to Bhagavan, protect me from my father. Or Ambarish Maharaj, he never prayed, protect me from Durvasa. They had strong faith that automatically everything went on. Everything is dependent on Shraddha. We've seen photographs, there's 50 brahmacharis and thousands of others moving here and there. Then some go up, they become developed, and some fall down into material desires. Why? It is all dependent only upon faith. Our Sri Gaurakshana Swamiji Maharaj, he gave the benediction to our Paramahansa. Oh, I take away all your obstacles, become fearless. Therefore, he was so fearless, he preached everywhere and was so successful. Therefore, faith and surrender produce fearlessness. Therefore, Prasad Maharaj asks, what does akinchan mean? We're hearing. Akinchan means that the devotee has no akinchan, no desire of anything except for Krishna. And therefore, one who has performed this atma samapan, complete surrender of the self, that person will have no fear.